AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden's gearing up for another big meeting on the debt limit tomorrow after a weekend of productive negotiations.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House. On the eve of another meeting here between the president and congressional leaders, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy describes himself as fearful about the state of talks.
They're not going well at all. There's no progress that I see.
McCarthy tells reporters the staff-level talks merely amount to aides moving ideas back and forth. President Biden has indicated it's still his plan to leave Washington on Wednesday for the G7 summit in Japan.
So far, spending cuts have been a sticking point. A special counsel has wrapped a four-year investigation on the FBI and says agents dropped the ball when looking into ties between Russia and Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. CBS's Robert Legarry reviewed that report.
He's basically saying that based on information that was not properly vetted, it was then carried out in an improper manner. And he says that some FBI officials might have had a predisposition or at least a tendency to have a bias against the former president.
Lockdowns have been lifted around Farmington, New Mexico, where police are now investigating a mass shooting.
4204, looks like we might have one patient. We have one subject laying down in the middle of the road.
Three people were killed and two officers were hurt in the crossfire. The shooter was also killed by police. In Virginia, CBS's Matt Piper has details on another attack on a congressman's staffers.
Congressman Jerry Connolly says a person armed with a baseball bat attacked members of his staff at his district office in Fairfax, Virginia. The Democrat says the attacker first asked for him, then went after two staff members. They're now in the hospital and the suspect is in police custody. It follows an assault on Democrat Congresswoman Angie Craig at her apartment building in Washington in February.
The USDA is considering a new plan to stop serving chocolate milk at schools to help curb childhood obesity. Right now, it affects about 15 million kids nationwide. But critics say kids are not drinking plain milk and may not get the nutrients they need if chocolate is scrapped. A decision is not expected till next year. Another horse has died at a famous racetrack.
Eight horses have now died in recent weeks at Churchill Downs in Louisville, the home of the Kentucky Derby. A three-year-old colt named Rio Moon was euthanized after he suffered a catastrophic leg injury a few strides after the finishing line of a weekend race.
That's CBS's Jim Krasula reporting. Martha Stewart just landed an epic cover of the 2023 Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. At 81 years old, she is now the oldest swimsuit model to be featured on the magazine. Actress Megan Fox and transgender singer Kim Petras also scored covers. They're out on Friday. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Maytag Month has got it going on. It's all you want with your savings all month long. Baby, can't you see? Maytag Month is all you need. You know you can't go wrong when Maytag Month is going.
Upgrade to the performance you need on all Maytag major appliances during May is Maytag Month, happening all month long.
Maytag Month is going on.
Great, it's yours. See you then.
Nathan's tiki-themed bar is swimming in end-of-year party bookings.
Where can I find that many servers? They want headlamps? And I'm going to need to find a band.
He needs caterers to navigate the rising tide.
No, Mario, not your cousin's cover band.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, May 16th. In Wood County, the Wisconsin Rapids Human Resources Committee will meet at 5:30 in the council chambers at City Hall. Following that, the Wisconsin Rapids Common Council meeting will take place at 6. In Portage County, the Stevens Point Downtown Business Improvement District Board will meet at 2:30. The Portage County Board will meet at 5 at the County Board Chambers at the courthouse. The Village of Whiting will have their Board of Review meeting from 5 to 7. In Adams County, the County Board of Supervisors will meet from 6 to 8. There's a book launch party at McMillan Library in Wisconsin Rapids tomorrow from 6 to 7 p.m. The author of the book, Farm Boots, Liesl Detlefsen, will be there to read her book. She'll be selling and signing copies during the event. There will be an activity and also cake. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 48 tonight under clear skies, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers, high of 77. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 41. Mid-60s Wednesday.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I can't believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
It's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the magical Monday edition, the happier happy hour. Thank you to our most recent guest, John Nichols from The Nation, from the Cap Times. If you missed them, you better find the podcast, civicmedia.us, under the greatest radio show ever tab, or look under the Devil's Advocates. You'll probably find it there. Dom, I don't know, and I do appreciate that story, and we're going to get to it in a moment. The fake electors in Wisconsin always like to see some consequences coming down the pike, so stay tuned for that. But Dom, I don't know if you watch the Succession show on HBO.
Succession. I do not. I'm aware of it, but no,
oh,
thank you.
Oh, man, last night Succession was sort of a compilation. They were doing like the America Decides edition. It's supposed to be election night.
All right.
And they're supposed to be effectively Fox News, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was sort of this conglomeration of this, you know, really terrible conservative candidate who, you know, just seemed right on the edge of being like a fascist.
Oh, really?
And a more qualified Democratic candidate. And last night there was a fire per this fictional show Succession, a fire in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and the absentee votes burned, allowing the Fox News represented, you know, the ATN, as they call it in this Succession show, to declare Wisconsin effectively for the Trump-like candidate, the fascist. And it was fascinating, even how they made the calls. You know, well, if we call Arizona, then we're calling the election for the fascist, which they subsequently did. And there were a lot of people outraged online last night. I mean, this felt like a little too soon and a little too close to home, if you know what I'm saying, Dom. Almost a foreshadowing of what could come the next time around. Because it very easily could play like this. A network like Fox News trying to influence the outcome of the election, to muddy the outcome of the election, all it takes is a small irregularity, a polling place fire in Wisconsin, perhaps the destruction of 100,000 absentee ballots, and all of a sudden, you can recast the outcome in the state of Wisconsin. In hell, Dom, there were lots of Republicans willing to do just that. Anyone watch the Succession last night? Am I the only one having PTSD?
I mean, after viewing a couple of The Handmaid's Tale, all that seems a little too close to home these days.
844-967-2789. I mean, literally, this felt very much like it was playing out like a national electoral cycle that we've lived through a couple times. Like, right on the edge of chaos. Like, anything, any little factor could turn the election, and it doesn't even have to be real. It can be manufactured by those that desire the outcome in the election. You think, is it rigged? Maybe, but it's rigged by big business. They want the outcomes and big media. And they are also down. We've talked about this recent CNN town hall. What the hell was that, right?
Yeah.
The CNN town hall. What, suddenly CNN... seeing that Tucker Carlson's off Fox News is going to steal some of their... what, conservative audience? They're currently being sued for defamation by Donald Trump. They brought the guy on with a no-holes-barred town hall. And not only that, Don, but they literally warmed up the crowd, but told them not to boo and not to be negative. They could only be positively asserting in their support of the candidate. CNN told them that. Can you see, I mean... I realize there are different circumstances happening than the fiction I watched last night on HBO. But I got to tell you, Dom, the truth has been way stranger than fiction. I've asked you a couple of times, what's the worst that could happen? I think it could be worse than that Succession episode last night. I'm just saying.
I mean... The chaos agent is there. We went through one round of this and in two elections, and we're going to go through another one in 2024 if the guy's not locked up prior to that. And it's yes, certainly the media thing. And while I understand the storyline of the show to which you refer, CNN did it for money. They did it for the green, just the same reason Fox News did it. They did it for the green. They thought they could pick something up. And I disagree with it. I disagree with the format. Certainly, when you tell a crowd that they can only cheer and they can't boo, you know, even if it's full of and they certainly gave her a hell of a time, Caitlin Collins. They weren't fans of her by the end of it. So Trump was able to roll this over. I mean, he rolled CNN over, man. That's just how it was. So, the good news is this isn't the first time around, man. We've been to this rodeo before, and I would hope, although I'm not convinced by CNN's most recent reaction here, that the media, quote unquote, would have learned from the last time around, but apparently CNN certainly has not.
Buddy, that was as bad as anything we saw in the 2016 elective cycle. The only thing they didn't make us do was wait with the podium shot.
Empty podium.
Waiting for Trump to show up to entertain us, regale us with his invectives and his crazy thoughts. The only part I'm looking forward to, the only part in this whole elective cycle, and we are, I mean, if you don't know, folks, we are in the presidential election now. But the only part I'm looking forward to is the announcement that Ron DeSantis is a candidate when he joins Donald Trump on the stage. I'm just going to be predictive right now. He will be the next wanker. And I've said this a couple times. Ron DeSanctimonious is like a better hair, little thicker, and minus the Midwestern nasal twang, but he is Scott Walker. And he's even got a whiny, sort of bitchy little quality to his voice. I got to work on my DeSantis. But alternate, Brian Gage reporting. Ron DeSantis, what I really look forward to is when those two are on the stage, the chaos agent and Meatball Ron, and Trump gets out the chainsaw for Ron's knees or the baseball bat, which, you know, be careful what you say there, because
congressman's too close to home as
district
well.
Office was attacked by a man welding a baseball bat, apparently someone who had filed a $29 million lawsuit against the CIA.
Or fourth dimensional torture.
So a real solid cat, but anyways, baseball bat, less deadly than an AR-15 at least. But anyways, back to Ron DeSanctimonious. Ron DeSantis insults students eyeing niche subjects He wants the ban. Remember what Scott Walker talked about? Wisconsin needs welders.
Yes.
I found this one originally at Alternet. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is touting his support for legislation that was proposed in February, which Higher Ed Dive explained at the time would upend some of the longest standing conventions of American higher education. Again, he's messing with the colleges now and introduce an unprecedented degree of state control, like forcing institutions to abandon gender studies programs. House Bill 999, flip it up, it's 666, Dom, would ban state colleges and universities from using funds to promote, support, or maintain any programs or campus activities that espouse diversity, equity, or inclusion, or critical race theory rhetoric. The bill would also give the state's Board of Governors the ability to remove any major or minor that is based on or otherwise utilizes pedagogical mythology associated with critical theory. In a speech on Monday, DeSantis urged prospective college kids to leave the Sunshine State to pursue degrees that he abhors, and then warn them if they do, they're going to struggle to find a job. Hey, they should just all go be welders in Wisconsin, Dom. I'm going to do sort of a whiny Scott Walker. If you do things like gender ideology and go to Berkeley, go to some of these other places, that's fine. It's fine, DeSantis said to cheers. And there's nothing, if that's what you want to do there, there's nothing wrong with that per se. But for us, with our tax dollars, we want to focus on the classical mission of what university is supposed to be. We don't want to be diverted into a lot of these niche subjects that are highly politicized. We want to focus on the basics. And I think what you've seen is these types of majors and courses. First of all, how employable are you with some of these majors? I mean, really, it's a good academic choice in terms of being able to be employable. That's one of the reasons I think this whole student loan thing, universities should be on the hook for the student loans. If that were the case, they would make sure that their curriculum was really fit to be productive for the students that they graduate. I mean, this is so reminiscent of Scott Walker. I hear the echoes of the wanker. Just, I wish I could do the whiny bitch voice a little better. I'll get to you, DeSantis.
You have a fine whiny bitch voice, Crudy. You don't need to change a thing. 844-967-2789. Let's squeeze some callers in here. Dick from Madison, you'll be first. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, guys, you know how I think he would go away in a hurry, Trump, I'm talking about?
How?
You notice how fast this thing in Iowa got canceled when he found out there was virtually no one there.
I had heard that over the weekend. His event in Des Moines maybe drew 500, and they claimed there were tornado warnings that he didn't get on the plane. But Ron DeSanctimonious showed up in Iowa this weekend.
Right. So he gets his Sharpie out and shows this bad weather coming. But actually what it really was is there was nobody there. He's a nothing burger. He's gone. The media has got to stop. Every time he says, oh, I'm going to take a dump if he was to say, I'm going to take a dump to CNN in a porta potty, they'd be there to cover him. Why the hell should they go?
Well, we always know when he's taking a dump, Dick, because he's tweeting.
His mouth is moving.
Or he's sending out a social media post on the Truthy Social. But I told this story. I went to Des Moines, Iowa. It wasn't so many years ago.
No.
45,000 on a Saturday night for Donald Trump. And I've seen some big crowds. That is as big as any political crowd I've seen. And I realize it's 2023, but he's still Trump. He ain't done yet. DeSanctimonious, he won't be done until he comes to the stage in Milwaukee and gets chopped off at the knees like Ed Gein style.
There are special days in May. Mother's Day is huge, thanks to all the moms. Then Armed Forces Day, we appreciate our servicemen and women. May wraps up with Memorial Day, when we remember and thank those who sacrificed for our country. Thank you from everyone at Crockett Septic. May might be a month where you have a special event and need a porta potty. Or maybe your county septic reminder card came in the mail this month and you need it pumped. Just give Crockett Septic a call and we'll help you out. Call 715-712-345.
6.
Crockett Septic serves you near or far. Holding tanks and septics pump right there in your yard. They got porta potties ready for you too. They'll pump away that stinky nasty poo. Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! Stoiber Healthcare would love to help you get healthy naturally. I'm Dr. Moselle Stoiber.
And I'm Dr. Erin Stoiber-Aldi. We provide gentle, expert chiropractic care for all ages.
We also offer True Weight Solutions, our doctor-supervised weight loss program, laser therapy, custom-made arch supports, and high-quality nutritional supplements.
And don't forget, we also have two amazing licensed massage therapists on staff to help you. Call Stoiber Healthcare at 715-424-4646 for an appointment today.
That's 715-424-4646.
This is Mike Moen from Wisconsin News Connection. You may have heard my stories on Civic Media. Wisconsin News Connection is surveying listeners to learn how to better report on issues important to you. Go to WISNewsSurvey.com, fill it out, and you'll be entered to win a $50 Target gift card. Once again, WISNewsSurvey.com to help improve the news and enter to win a $50 Target gift card. Thanks, and we look forward to your response at WISNewsSurvey.com.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
1 FM, WAUK.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Mother's Day Monday to us all. Join us at 844-967-2789.
Dom, a little more coverage of Ron DeSantis in Iowa this weekend. Five things that went right for Ron. A tornado watch kept Donald Trump away from his planned rally in Iowa. Was that the problem?
Yes. Yeah,
so on Saturday.
Story, and they're sticking to it.
And Ron DeSantis took full advantage, barnstorming the state in the former president's absence. Although Trump is trouncing DeSantis in the national polls, the gap isn't quite as massive in Iowa. If the Florida governor can convince Iowans he's a better bet to beat President Joe Biden and parlay that momentum into strong performances in New Hampshire. Let's not forget, that's where the CNN town hall was with all the yahoos. New Hampshire, they seem pretty Trumpy to me, but I'll read on. South Carolina and Nevada, the current national polls may not matter that much. They will matter. Those are a lot of ifs. Yes, they are. But as DeSantis girds to take on Trump directly and to formally announce his candidacy in the coming weeks, he'll need to replicate that type of momentum he showed in the Hawkeye State on Saturday. Had one good game, Dom. Here are the five best things that he did well or went well for DeSantis on the campaign trail in Iowa. He did an adequate job at retail politics.
Great adequacy. Excellent adequacy.
Well, Dom, the bar was quite low headed into the day. For months, DeSantis had been the subject of news stories about his struggles connecting with voters on the stump, even his perceived aloofness when talking with donors. So he countered that narrative when he spent half an hour. 30 minutes, Dom?
Oh, my goodness. Really, really working the crowd on his feet.
At a classic car museum in Sioux City during a hamburger picnic, stopped into a pizza ranch, and then finished out the night standing on a table with his wife at Jethro's Barbecue. Now, that man sounds presidential to me, Dom. Trump himself has sought to portray DeSantis as socially inept, and many of the former president's surrogates and conservative influencers who are supporting him spent the day posting unflattering photos of DeSantis in action. Moments where the Florida governor appeared uncomfortable in the crowd. DeSantis will never be mistaken for Bill Clinton while working the rope lines, but his own advisors have privately acknowledged that the flurry of coverage about his inadequacies on the stump have only made his initial attempts seem that much more adequate. No, successful.
He's not as bad as we portray him to be. Crudy, also from Politico, DeSantis showed dexterity, they claim. DeSantis capitalized on Trump's change in plans, rerouting his own travels to hold a last-minute meet-and-greet Saturday night at a barbecue restaurant not far from the location of Trump's canceled rally. Really, Trump canceled for a tornado, and there DeSantis was. That's dexterity. DeSantis's team quickly kicked into gear as Trump announced that afternoon his rally wouldn't take place, the former president citing a tornado watch that was in effect until around the time he was set to take the stage. Despite a long list of logistics that had to be solved, making an unplanned flight from the state party fundraiser in Cedar Rapids to 120 miles west in Des Moines for a 15-minute stop at Jethro's BBQ, the decision was a quick one, according to a person familiar with the planning. Great job, staffers! By Saturday evening, DeSantis and his team were buoyed at the Trump rally cancellation, which kept the former president from receiving a night of headlines and live coverage as the Florida governor had national and Iowa media spotlight to himself. He and his wife, Casey, squeezed through a small opening in the crowd that had packed into the outdoor patio of the Des Moines restaurant, a mix of curious rib-eating customers, local activists, and a gaggle of reporters. The brief visit amounted to both a victory lap for DeSantis and a mockery of Trump's decision to cancel a rally for severe weather that didn't materialize in Des Moines. DeSantis's team took particular delight in a video posted to Twitter by Trump's campaign showing Trump staffers in Iowa knocking on the door of an elderly couple who are supporting his campaign effort in the Hawkeye State. The staffers presented the pair with several Trump ball caps and passed the phone to them to speak to Trump since he was unable to visit them in person. Republican strategists supporting DeSantis laughed at the scene that resembled a publisher's clearinghouse check presentation. Yeah, except the difference being you're getting actually money from publisher's clearinghouse instead of some crappy swag from the former orange guy.
Well, apparently DeSantis got all the FaceTime with the top GOP brass in Iowa Dom. DeSantis showed up at an annual fundraising picnic hosted by Rep. Randy Fenstra, Republican from Iowa in the northwestern part of the state. The Des Moines Register called the event a who's who of Iowa's top elected officials, a gathering where DeSantis flipped burgers alongside Governor Kim Reynolds, Senator Jody Ernst, Rep. Marionette Miller Meeks, and the Iowa Agricultural Secretary, Treasurer, Attorney General, and state legislators brushed shoulders with DeSantis, who a day earlier earned the endorsements of three dozen of the state house lawmakers. That night, DeSantis gave the keynote speech at the Republican Party of Iowa fundraiser in Cedar Rapids, and he and his wife sat on stage afterwards for a Q&A moderated by the GOP chair. The event where DeSantis spoke Saturday were much smaller than a Trump rally, even a poorly attended rally, but they did put him in the same rooms for extended period of time with high-profile Iowa Republican leaders. Even a small Trump rally is bigger than any of the rooms DeSantis was playing.
Curry, he subtly drew a contrast with Trump. DeSantis never mentioned Trump's name during his speech at the Sioux Center. He didn't explicitly hit the man he'll have to take down if DeSantis is serious about securing the Republican nomination. But he did try to lean into some key differences with Trump, albeit implicitly, that DeSantis is likely to emphasize even more as the months go by. Days after Trump used a primetime town hall to double down on his false claim that the 2020 election was stolen from him, DeSantis in his speech cautioned Republicans against focusing during the next election on, quote, the past or on other side issues, unquote. DeSantis called for the GOP to reject the culture of losing that has infected our party in recent years and criticized candidates who believe governing is about entertaining or talking on social media. He also lambasted virtue signaling by those same politicians, something many critics of DeSantis would say he does quite frequently. After taking a shot after shot from Trump in recent months with little pushback, DeSantis on Saturday signaled he is preparing to go there, although his Trump offensive appears to still be in a slow rollout phase. Is that what it is? We're slowly rolling
it's
out.
It's a slow roll, Dom. It's a slow. It's a soft launch.
It is, yeah. Like the Devil's Advocates 12 years ago, man.
Come back with us. Nothing soft about this product. 844-967-2789.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. A 40-year-old man died at the paper mill in Whiting over the weekend. Shortly after noon on Sunday, the Portage County Communication Center received a call that an employee was stuck in a paper machine at the Mative Incorporated paper mill. Sheriff's deputies and emergency medical staff arrived and tried to save the man. Shortly after, the 40-year-old man died as a result of his injuries. The incident is under investigation by the Portage County Sheriff's Office, along with the Mative Incorporated paper mill. The man's name is not being released at this time. Wisconsin Rapids Mayor Shane Blazer has declared this week National Police Week in the city. He also declared today, May 15th, as Peace Officers Memorial Day in honor of law enforcement officers who, through their courageous deeds, have made the ultimate sacrifice in service to their communities. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages.
Start your day laughing with mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for mornings on WFHR. We're a serious comedy to start your day.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Betterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps, truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows around 48 tonight under clear skies. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers. High of 77. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 41. Mid-60s. Wednesday, low 70s. Thursday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 75.
Demanding sex from an employee, a new lawsuit claims. A complaint filed in New York State Court on Monday, attorneys for Noelle Dunphy alleged Giuliani offered her employment for a salary of $1 million a year in 2019. At the time, Giuliani was serving as an attorney for then-President Donald Trump. Several of Giuliani's businesses are also named as defendants in the suit. The lawsuit says Giuliani told Dunphy that her employment must remain secret because he was going through an acrimonious divorce. Here's a quote, Dom. Unfortunately, Giuliani's seemingly generous offers were a sham motivated by his secret desire to pursue a sexual relationship with Miss Dunphy, in total disregard for the restraints that should have protected her as his employee and client. Attorneys for Dunphy state. He made clear that satisfying his sexual demands, which came virtually anytime, anywhere, was an absolute requirement for her employment and of his legal representation. So he hired her and she was also a client and he was demanding sex constantly. As this story reports, Tom, Giuliani allegedly drank alcohol and took Viagra constantly, the document states. The lawsuit claims that some of Giuliani's demands for sex were captured on recording. Here is the more important part, buried deep in this salacious article, Dom. Other allegations involved Giuliani conspiring with former President Trump to sell pardons for $2 million each. What? Yes! I mean, sure, the weird, sexy... Well, it's not weird. It's just the guy's a sexual predator, much like his former boss. I'm talking about Giuliani. But if she has Giuliani and Trump conspiring on tape to sell pardons, this shouldn't be a civil suit, although she is seeking $10 million in damages, Dom. And maybe she has a right to her pound of Giuliani flesh. But if the former president was conspiring with his legal counsel to sell pardons, that might be the worst conspiracy since the seditious conspiracy to overturn the outcome of the election.
Oh, my
this
God.
This would be problematic, would it not?
Yes, somewhat problematic. And how are we finding out about this now? And I look forward to another investigation into Trump and Giuliani. Wow.
So anyways, it wasn't about Giuliani and, you know, the...
It was alcohol and Viagra problems.
The woman was roughly half his age. She is a pretty woman, Dom, but, you know, all women really should have the right to not be expected to service Giuliani at any time, any place.
Maybe he mistook her for, the movie he was caught pulling his pants down on, you know? This guy Borat. Apparently. All right, Borat.
844-967-2789. CJ... Is it problematic if the former president, Donald Trump, conspired with his legal counsel, apparently on recordings, as is alleged through a lawsuit? Is it problematic if he tried to sell pardons for $2 million apiece?
Not as troubling as the Durham report that's been released.
Where were the legal charges, buddy?
Oh, man.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Listen to this, guys. Listen
yeah, tell this. Me. Tell me all about it, CJ. There's who's getting arrested?
$5 million. The $25 million waste of money
who?
Of the Mueller report.
Who's getting arrested, CJ? Nobody's getting arrested, CJ.
You got nothing, CJ. The Mueller.
Oh yeah.
The okay, Mueller
you
report.
Guys, you guys are gonna cut my mic off, but that's okay.
Not yet, man. Give us something more than nothing, CJ.
Let's talk about the Durham report, CJ. What was your big takeaway?
The cost of the Mueller investigations, your only takeaway?
Are you going to talk?
Yes, what's your takeaway of the Mueller report?
Waste of money. $25 million.
Sorry, the Durham report.
Half year waste of money. The Durham was $6 million. So we
it took
found
4 years,
out
dude.
The truth. Donald Trump was right. The Clinton campaign, it was a non-starter. And, you know, Merrick Garland released it without one word changed or redacted. So read the report.
The
guys.
Whole the Mueller report, dude?
Or no, I'm talking about the Durham report. CJ, you still haven't told me. What's your big takeaway? What would you like to see? What was
Where's
the big
the criminality?
Yes. What's the deal, man?
Do you guys
tell me.
Ever listen to your to your news like John Nichols. He calls himself a journalist. What a joke.
I'm asking you, CJ. You got the mic right now. If you want me to hang up on you, tell me what your takeaway was. What was the takeaway?
That it was contrived. It was a hoax. There's not a word of truth in what was done.
In what you've just said, CJ.
That's absolutely true. Nice try, CJ.
I've cut you off now. Just for the rest of the audience, because they were begging for us to do so earlier. But CJ, you've really, if you're rolling out the Durham report, there was one failed prosecution, and that was it. The Mueller report sent like...
Well, there was one successful prosecution. It wasn't even by Durham. It was a guy who got probation for, what, editing the email. The other two that actually went to court.
The Durham report. That wasn't even... Durham actually took a guy to court and lost. His only prosecution.
You took two people to court and lost.
Okay. Where were the criminality? Where were the successful prosecutions? If you look at the output of the Mueller report, there were a lot of successful prosecutions, CJ. Like 34 people went to prison. And then the president, your guy, Donald Trump, started pardoning people. And now it's being alleged in a lawsuit dropped today that he was selling those pardons, according to the plaintiff against Rudy Giuliani, for up to $2 million apiece.
CJ, the sauce is weak.
844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, how you doing, fella?
Hey, Mark.
Oh, doing just fine. I was doing better until CJ came on and started talking his nonsense.
Well, he didn't really.
You got
$25 million. He talked about the expense of the Mueller report. What's that got to do with the price of tea at China? You know what I mean? It's got nothing to do with anything.
Nothing to do with Trump selling, allegedly selling pardons. Got Ron DeSantis comparing the Subway Strangler to the Good Samaritan. I mean,
Ron DeSantis actually also is a JAG officer in Gitmo. Ron DeSantis has got a strange background in his own. And I would be willing to bet that Ron DeSantis would have a hell of a time trying to overcome some of those accusations against him as a young JAG officer, a lawyer, fighting against the rights of those detained in Gitmo.
It is just jaw-dropping that these guys can spout this stuff. I mean, that even a libertarian wouldn't compare the Strangler to the Subway's alleged Subway Strangler to the Good Samaritan. I mean, these guys are allowed to get away with. The media doesn't hammer them, upside the head with some of the stuff that
they're saying. You see what Sean Duffy's wife had to say on this topic? Rachel Campos Duffy or whatever. She's a Fox News.
No.
She basically sang the praises of the vigilante and said, we got a masculinity problem in this country. Every man should go and choke another man out on the subway if she feels threatened.
Well, so some Trumpster starts harassing people, you're able to use deadly force against the Trumpster if you feel, I just felt threatened, so I'm able to do that.
Holy. You know, that red-faced Derek Van Orden supporter was kind of scaring me a little bit. I thought I might have to use some force there for a moment, Mark.
It is just ridiculous that they claim to be such big masculine men, yet they're willing to take on the 98 pound that guy was just a scrawny kid. For God's sake, I mean, the guy was no threat to anybody.
Mark, it's the same party, and appreciate your call and your listenership. It's the same party that supported Kyle Rittenhouse, right? I mean, Vicki McKenna, a right-wing talk radio host in the city of Madison, asked her audience, go get your bullets and get your ass, arm up and get your ass down to Kenosha. Go stand with Kyle Rittenhouse. They raised millions of dollars for this kid. He was acquitted at trial, although I don't know how. But if you've noticed, Mark, the Republican Party, they're all down, especially when the one that scared them is a black person. Notice how that almost always works?
Well, they're scary black people, of course, Curdy. 844-967-2789.
Although I'm less clear that Kyle Rittenhouse's victims were black, but, it was a Black Lives Matter protest per the accusations.
The Washington Post concludes on their story regarding the Durham report. And I'll just read a couple of paragraphs and back to the phones, 844-967-2789. Durham's report comes against a backdrop of two failed prosecutions. Igor Danchenko, a private researcher who was a primary source for the dossier of allegations about Trump's alleged ties to Russia, was acquitted in October of lying to the FBI about where he got his information. Durham personally argued much of the government's case in that trial in federal court in Alexandria, Virginia. Last year, a jury in D.C. federal court acquitted cybersecurity lawyer Michael Sussman, who Durham also charged with lying to the FBI. Former FBI lawyer Kevin Kleinsmith was sentenced to 1 year probation after admitting in a 2020 plea deal with Durham that he had altered a government document email to justify secret surveillance of a former Trump advisor, Carter Page. Report means Durham's time as special counsel is coming to an end, while two other special counsels continue, one to investigate Trump and people close to him for classified documents found at his home, as well as events leading up to the January 6, 2021 riots at the U.S. Capitol, and another to investigate President Biden and people close to him for classified documents found at his home and office, the Washington Post reports. So failed prosecutions on the Durham report. And no specific policy recommendations that I have heard or read yet. So there you go. A whole lot of nothing. And I would still want justice to release the unredacted Mueller report so we can see exactly who, what, where, when. And let's not forget, if Mueller could have said that Trump did not violate the law, he would have said so. And, of course, because of the circumstances of that investigation and because of encrypted messaging that the Russians used, they couldn't get a hold of some of the Russians or some of the Trump people used. They could not find the information that was transmitted back and forth. But we do know Konstantin Kilimnik, a partner, a pal of Paul Manafort, who was Donald Trump's campaign manager, received specific polling data from the Trump campaign through Manafort to help the Russians in their campaign in the 2016 election.
Well, Dominic, just in case CJ is still listening, and I see him in the queue, here are a few of the rogues gallery from the Mueller report that was found guilty. They include Paul Manafort, George Papadopoulos, Richard Pineda, Alex Vanderswan, Roger Stone, Rick Gates, Michael Cohen. At the time of this article, those awaiting sentencing included Michael Flynn, 13 Russian nationals and entities, 12 Russian military intel officers, and Konstantin Kilimnik.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
So, Dom, I think there was some there. I thought it was 34 total convictions from the Mueller report. 34. I think that was the grand total. And you compare that to the Durham report, and it was zero convictions. So let's break it down. It's cost per conviction. How about we do it that way, CJ? $6 million? Your $6 million report got you zero convictions. And there are no ongoing allegations of criminality, just a partisan special counsel that was appointed by Trump and Bill Barr coming back 4 years later, almost to the date, with a big report saying they rushed the Russia, but they were deliberate with Hillary? That's your findings? Man, you better go back to Fox News and get some better talking points, CJ. Come back with us. Going back to the phones, 844-967-2789.
If you're a motorist of the four-wheel variety, please watch out for those of us in Wisconsin who do their traveling on two wheels. Adjust your mirrors to reduce your blind spots. Allow motorcyclists a full lane width. Use your turn signal when merging or changing lanes. And allow more following distance between you and the motorcycle. Motorists and motorcyclists can work together to achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roads. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
With the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. This is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, our last segment. But we're going to take some phone calls at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, do you know that the Republicans have misplaced a bunch of whistleblowers and witnesses?
Oh, man, how are they going to bring down the Biden crime family if they can't locate the witnesses?
Well, Comer went on Maria Bartiromo's show, and Maria Bartiromo, who once was a journalist, and she did take note of the fact, you've lost your witness? Your whistleblower has gone missing? And then Marjorie Taylor Greene has confirmed they've lost their whistleblowers. Dom, they are missing. Marjorie Taylor Greene confirms GOP has lost several Biden whistleblowers. Several. Misplaced them, Dom. Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican from Georgia, confirmed on Monday that Republicans were out of contact with all but one whistleblower, air quotes, in their investigation of President Joe Biden and his family. Greene spoke to podcaster Steve Bannon. Now, he's convicted and pardoned. I wonder how much he had to pay for his.
Probably $2 million. He gets the family discount, like $1
million. Rep. James Comer, Republican from Kentucky, revealed on Fox News that at least one informant had been lost. Now, here's a quote from MTG, your girl, old Marjorie Three Toes. Now the truth that I can tell everyone this morning is we have not lost the submarine. That whistleblower is very safe, but he does fear for his life, and rightfully so. While Greene claimed that she was in contact with one whistleblower, up to nine other witnesses were missing or unavailable. Nine. You've lost nine witnesses. The whistleblower came through us, thankfully, through the help of Senator Grassley. But other whistleblowers, yes, they are missing. They're either in court, they're in jail, or we cannot talk with them at this time because they can't be found. Very reliable sources all. I feel quite confident. And our investigation is so important, Steve, that this will bring down the president of the United States if we could only find our nine or so lost witnesses. As described by MSNBC host Morning Joe Scarborough, that's beyond embarrassing. Beyond embarrassing. A little bit from Joe's coverage this morning. After watching a clip of the House Oversight Chair, James Comer, Republican from Kentucky, admitting on Foxy News Sunday that he had lost his key informant in his pursuit of President Joe Biden's family to a stunned Maria Bartiromo, the MSNBC Morning Joe panel reacted with a mixture of incredulity and laughter at his blundering efforts to date. After sharing the clip, Morning Joe host Joe Scarborough sat and laughed before referencing Tom Clancy's The Hunt for Red October and smirking, "So, comrade, you're telling me you've lost another submarine?" That must be where Marjorie Taylor Greene's "We didn't lose the submarine" came from. I mean, come on, he continued. You lost an informant? You lost the informant? The guy you claimed gave you all this information that you built your entire charade on? Conservative shapeshifter Charlie Sykes, we know that guy, jumped in with another literary reference adding, yeah, the hunt for the great white whale isn't going well, is it? That'd be the great white.
The great white hope, Joe Biden?
No, the great white whale.
967-2789. Crudy, not only that, Aaron Rupar tweeting out today, Kudlow, he was interviewing, that's Larry Kudlow, he was interviewing Ron Johnson, and he was pressing the senator from Wisconsin about not having the goods on Joe Biden, and Johnson replies by making the case that the lack of evidence is actually evidence of Biden's criminality. He's just so good at it. What did he say last week, Crudy? You have to infer the criminality. You have to infer it. It's there. Trust me.
Like Moby Dick. It's out there somewhere. That and the Loch Ness Monster and Area 54. Or is it 51? Studio 54.
Come on. Yeah. Yeah, Studio 54, Area 51.
844-967-2789. Rico from Rock County. Take us home, Rico. What do you got for us?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Awesome,
hey, Curdy,
man.
I just love your... Good. Curdy, I just love your analogy earlier of old Donnie taking the sanctimonious out at the knees. Got me to thinking, and I started doing a little, you know, back-of-the-envelope math and everything. This might not be too bad for the old DeSantin. According to my calculations, he should be at optimal prime ass-kissing level at that point. He should be able to catch old Donnie anytime he wants. That's what he's going to do in the long run. We all
Optimus
know.
Prime?
That's
yes, he'll be perfect ass-kissing level.
Transformer? What are you talking about, Rico?
Well, you know, if...
After he takes him out at the knees.
That would be about ass kissing level. You know, Dom, that's how you feel standing up on.
Hey, don't be making short jokes now. I resemble that remark. 844-967-2789.
If you didn't know, I think Charlie Sykes was referencing Moby Dick.
I think the news of the day, the takeaway of the day, the allegation that former President Donald Trump and his attorney, Rudy Giuliani, were selling pardons for $2 million apiece.
Well, we don't know if they actually made the transactions then, but they were conspiring to sell pardons. And apparently there is a legal suit that has been filed, a lawsuit seeking damages, because Rudy also wanted the employee to service him sexually in any variety of ways. So she is suing for, I suppose, workplace violations. But part of the taping, along with Rudy propositioning her for sex at multiple times, was Rudy and the former president, according to the reporting I read from Alternet, conspiring to sell pardons for $2 million a crack. And Dom, after all the multiple convictions of the Mueller investigation, if you'll recall, Mike Flynn, he got a pardon. Steve Bannon, he got a pardon. A lot of those guys got pardons. That adds up to a lot of $2 million.
It certainly does. And apparently the plaintiff in this case has recordings of this. So if that's the case and that comes to bear fruit, I would imagine there will be yet another investigation into the former guy and his lawyers. What do they say? MAGA. Making attorneys get attorneys.
Hey, well done, everyone. You know who else got pardoned by Trump, if you'll recall? Jared Kushner's old man. Charles Kushner got pardoned by Trump.
What did Charles do? Didn't he set someone up on like a...
His own brother-in-law.
His own brother-in-law.
Took like a videotape and then I believe tried to extort him to like sign over some real estate stuff.
Wow,
Jared Kushner, ally pardoned by Trump, pleads guilty to attempting to spy on his ex-wife. That was another one of the pardons. I'm sure there were no dollars attached to that.
No, pardon. That's just the goodwill of the former guy.
Well, think about all the money they offset from the Mueller report. Trump collecting it $2 million at a time. Stick around.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.